With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. Book a cabin with leaf views or a home with a fire pit for nights with friends. With stays under $250 a night, find a home for your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to Clarity First, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to cut through the noise and get laser-focused on what really matters. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're being tossed around by every curveball life throws? Like one minute you're riding high, the next you're knee-deep in a pit of uncertainty. Trust me, I get it. We all have those moments. But here is the kicker. Life isn't about avoiding those rough patches, it's about how we handle them. It's about building that inner fortress, that unshakable resilience that allows us to not just survive, but thrive even when things get tough. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. Building resilience through adversity. Because let's face it, life is a constant learning curve, a wild roller coaster with its fair share of ups and downs. But the Stoics, those ancient philosophers who knew a thing or two about navigating life's chaos, had some pretty badass wisdom to offer. So buckle up, because I'm about to drop 5 key takeaways that can transform your approach to adversity. Number 1. Embrace the unexpected. Life is inherently unpredictable. Trying to control everything is like trying to herd cats, a futile exercise in frustration. The Stoics taught us to accept the things we can't change and focus our energy on what we can control. Our own thoughts, actions, and reactions. Think of it like this. When life throws you a curveball, instead of getting knocked off your feet, view it as an opportunity to learn and grow. Number 2. Reframe your perspective. Have you ever noticed how the same situation can feel completely different depending on your mindset? That's because our thoughts shape our reality. The Stoics emphasize the importance of focusing on what's truly important and letting go of things that are beyond our control. When adversity hits, ask yourself, is this something I can actually change? If not, shift your focus to how you can respond in a way that aligns with your values. Remember, challenges don't define us, our response to them does. Number 3. Practice self-compassion. We are our own harshest critics, often beating ourselves up when things don't go our way. But the Stoics believe in treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a friend going through a tough time. When you stumble, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Remember, setbacks are temporary. Your worth is not defined by them. Number 4. Cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but the Stoics emphasize the importance of appreciating the good things in our lives. Taking time to notice and appreciate the little things, a beautiful sunset, a kind gesture from a stranger, a delicious meal can shift your perspective and boost your resilience. Number 5. Find your inner strength. This one's about tapping into the deep well of courage and fortitude within you. It's about remembering that you're capable of overcoming challenges and emerging stronger on the other side. The Stoics believed in cultivating virtue, wisdom, and self-control, qualities that empower us to face adversity with grace and determination. Think back to a time when you faced a significant challenge. Maybe it was a personal setback, a professional obstacle, or even just a frustrating day. You know that feeling when everything seems stacked against you? Now think about how you responded. Did you wallow in self-pity? Or did you rise to the occasion? Perhaps you sought support from friends and family, learned valuable lessons along the way, or discovered hidden strengths within yourself. See, adversity isn't just about weathering the storm, it's about becoming the person who can navigate the storm with strength and clarity. It's about embracing those challenges as opportunities for growth, self-discovery, and ultimately, resilience. So, remember, you are not defined by your setbacks, but by how you choose to respond to them. Go out there, embrace the unexpected, reframe your perspective, practice self-compassion, cultivate gratitude, and find that inner strength that's already within you. You got this. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of Stoic wisdom. Let's spread the word about building resilience together, one podcast at a time. I'll catch you in the next episode for another dose of clarity. Until then, keep it focused and keep on striving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.